Royals looking to take 3 of 4 from the Rays. Jason Vargas getting the start against Jake Odorizzi. Odorizzi got a lift from his defense in the first.
And the first pitch here is ripped on the ground on one hopper. Was it caught in the air? It was caught in the air on the backhand by Logan Morrison, and there's two gone. With that, just here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a flare down the left field line. Giving chase is Corey Dickerson into the corner near the cutout, and he makes the catch! He reached over the cutout, and he made the catch! Oh, my!
Odorizzi trying to get through this fourth, keeping the game scoreless. From the line, he throws. High drive into deep left field. Whit Merrifield, it just had a tape measure shot over the seats and onto the tarp, just under the party deck.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive caught by Vargas on the mound. Threw the mid up and made the catch.
On and away, and the pitch got him swung. Change up low and outside in the dirt. Weeks tried to dig it out, couldn't do it. 7 homers, including one in this series. 18 runs batted in. Ray shifted to the left side and still have the infield in. There's a line drive down the left field line. He hooked it. Fair ball. This will break it open. In to score is Escobar, and right behind him, Moustakas. Perez sliding into second with a 2-run double. It's 3-0 Kansas City. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swing ground ball up the middle. Another base hit into center field. Bonifacio turns for third, and Kiermaier does it again. He missed it, and it rolls all the way to the wall. It's happening again. It's going to be an inside-the-park home run as Merrifield scores, hardly with a throw. I don't believe what I'm seeing. It's 6-0 Kansas City, and Kiermaier living a nightmare in center field in this homestand. It's a single and an E8, the same thing we saw in game one of the series. What is going on?
The Royals go on to win it 6-0. Vargas improves to 5-1, firing 7 scoreless, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 4. It's the Royals' first series win since they swept the Angels back April 14th to the 16th. After the loss, Rays skipper Kevin Cash talked about a game that got away in the late innings.
Odo threw the ball really well. You know, I said a lot about Odo. I don't think he felt very good as far as from a stuff standpoint. He was battling. They had some good swings. You could tell he didn't have the stuff he normally has. He didn't have the feel for his pitches, but for him to give up, you know, one run through 7 or 6 was really impressive and gave us every chance to win. Their guy Vargas, we got a good understanding of why he's gotten out of the gate so hot here and having such a nice first month to his season. You know, he mixed pitches well. I don't think he really did anything that caught us off guard or fooled us. It's just, I mean, you look at what he's done. He's getting up one home run all year, and that says something, especially about a guy that, you know, basically pitches between 85 and 87 miles an hour with a fastball. So located the ball really well, kept us off balance, didn't fall in any sequences, and did a nice job.
When you have a guy that doesn't have his best stuff like Odorizzi, how big was the catch by Dickerson in the first inning?
Oh man, that was a tremendous play. You know, it was that excited the kind of woke the dugout up for sure. You know, you'd like to be able to add on right then to keep it rolling, but like we've talked about Corey a lot, he's played tremendous on both sides of the ball. That was just a spectacular catch.
How surprised were you to see a play like that with Kiermaier again?
You know what? I mean, anytime KK doesn't make a play, it's going to be surprising. And that's, you know, credit to his track record and the way he's performed here over the last 3-4 years, whatever it's been. So, look, we got some guys that are having a rough time on offense, on defense, on the mound. Maybe it's a good thing to get on the road and see if we can get out of this.
Kevin, the fact that he is a gold glover, it does stand out, obviously. And like you said, anybody can go through a rough stretch, but anyone who does go through that stretch, they need to just slow things down a little bit. Is there something they can do or to just change their?
Well, yeah. I mean, ideally, I mean, I think when you talk to players that are going really well in this game, the game's kind of coming to them, and their bats are a little slower. They're picking up pitches a little earlier. Every decision they make, it seems like they've got more time. And then when you're scuffling a little bit, the game speeds up on you. I mean, that's a common saying, and I think we, you know, KK's right there with some other guys. That the game is really fast right now for some guys, and we got to work on slowing it down.
What was the decision to bring Moreno in the seventh?
As far as
the bullpen was pretty good after last night. I was just wondering, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're down 1-0. It's first and second. Like the things that Moreno can do. I mean, it was. I think Hick and I felt that Hick was. Hick and I felt that Whitley, given his workload, that had probably been enough, and had confidence in Moreno coming in there to try to get a ground ball or something.
A lot of these losses have come late in the game, late in games. Do you get the sense that some guys are trying to do too much?
Well, we were losing the whole game. It was 1-0, so 6-0, 1-0, whatever. We were losing the ball game. They separated at the end, so this is a little different feeling than having a game won going in late. I mean, we were down 1-0.
Odorizzi held the Royals to a run on 4 hits over 6 and talked about a tough luck loss.
Pretty smooth day overall out there for you. How'd you feel?
Not smooth. It was a tough day. I couldn't really get too much location. Kind of all over the place with my fastball. We're kind of scrambling for pitches later on in the game, but when it mattered, made some pitches that got us some jams, and had good defense behind me too. That always helps. Corey made a incredible play to open the game up, and kind of stop the bleeding early. But just one of those games where you're fighting, finding your command, do this and that. But very thankful that it was only one run, and tried to keep us in it the best I could.
Can you tell us about that catch by Corey? Just an unbelievable way to start the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't think it was going that far, and kept watching it and watching Corey, and it looked like I was going to match up, but that corner's pretty tricky, but he navigated it pretty well and timed his little jump and brought it straight back over the wall. So he did a fantastic job right there. Like I said, I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Almost too competitive a pitch for Merrifield on a full count. I'm sure that's definitely not where you want it.
No, I mean, I'm not really wanting to walk him either. So it was just a fastball up and in, and he got to it. It was supposed to be away. It just kind of leaked in her third, but put a good swing on it. I've had a lot of success at the top of the zone right there. A lot of guys swing through it or pop it up. So to his credit, he got to it, but I'm not trying to give away free passes, and he just, he got to it. So, tip of the hat to him, and from then I just moved on and tried to keep it at one.
And after a difficult homestand, I'm sure that a change of scenery might be welcome.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. We're in a lot of games, which is a plus, but we just need to find a way to close games out, just get us back in the win column. So hopefully, we'll have a good road trip starting off in Boston. So hopefully, we'll get off to a good start.
Up next, the Rays head up the coast to Boston. Alex Cobb will get the start on Friday in the series opener against Rick Porcello.